everybody. Welcome to Android App Addicts episode 390. My name is Dorky Dork Geek, aka Steve McLaughlin. This is the podcast where we talk about Android apps of all shapes, all sizes. And today is a email show. Joining me today is the gifted and talented Mr. Eric R. Dini. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm going to try to... I got some big shoes to fill. Everybody who listened to last week's or Monday show now knows that our official email reader's not here. So I have the duties of reading email. I was going to practice, actually, last week, and then we ended up having a guest on Wednesday, so I scared it out of it then. So we're going to try it, and we'll see how my reading abilities go. Hey, I got a question for you, Dort. We were talking about this last show too a little bit, but you went to the CompTIA ChannelCon conference, and I left before this particular topic came up, and I was wondering did you attend the what is this open source thing all
yes.
about?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did attend it, and yes, I actually sat through it. I typically have so much like ADHD, I have a hard time sitting through any of these things. Being a long time, maybe not really long, but a long time Linux user, I found a good percentage of her talk to be extremely inaccurate and almost offensive. But that's because I'm a Linux user and I find most stuff inaccurate and offensive. She was obviously unbelievably smart. And I do think some of the things she was saying in such a way to convey it to people who weren't well-versed in it. So while it might not have been completely accurate, I think it was the best way to describe it to those people. So in general, I think her talk was kind of spot on. I definitely think the target she was hitting was a very good target to hit with these people, which is the future of a lot of these technologies, the future of a lot of businesses, is going to be centered around open source.
Do you think a couple of those guys burnt some distro DVDs after that?
No, because she didn't bring up that at all. She did not bring up. She used the Linux kernel as an example of open source, but she was more pushing stuff like OpenStack, Red Hat technologies rather than distributions.
Okay, so. You know, other than their Microsoft world, there's other things out there. Just kind of letting them know.
Well, and even in their Microsoft world, what people don't really know is there are some core functions and features built into Microsoft that are into Windows 10 that are actually open structured, at least with open APIs in them. So it's just more and more proof as more and more time goes on, more and more things are going to be leveraging open ideals.
Did she talk about Android being open?
No.
Okay. All right. Since this is the Android show, we'll go back. I was just interested because I kind of wanted to watch your face change colors during that conference, and I took off before it happened. So I just needed to know that for myself. So our first email is from John Dubinsky, who, by the way, put me up for the night at CompTIA. So that was very cool. Thank you, John. He had an extra bed, so that was very, very nice of him. The first night, I actually slept on the floor of Doran Martin's room. Doran Martin Obando from the Geeksters, their room's floor, which was fine, you know, but it was really cold because they didn't give me any blankets. So anyway, John says, "Hey guys, thanks for the continued great show. Wondering if you have ever heard of an app that will perform what I'm calling a phone refresh. What I mean by this is something that performs the exact same thing that a Windows reboot does, but that I could schedule to happen automatically. What I find on most devices is that simply rebooting manually does not perform a refresh, as often services and apps will return to in their same previous state. Seems like no matter what phone I have carried, iPhone, Nexus 6, OnePlus, etc., they all benefit from a system reboot that stops, closes all the apps and services, and restarts the device, thus creating a refreshed phone ready to use. Right now, I do this manually as needed, and maybe once per month, and usually use a combination of something like CCleaner manually stopping tasks and then manually power cycling. Would love something where I could just set it and forget it. Make this happen weekly at 3 a.m. in the morning. Thoughts? Thanks for the help, John.
Yeah, we actually did bring this email 2 weeks ago.
When I was reading it, I was like, yeah, I think I've heard this before.
That's okay. What he's really looking for is, I would say, an auto cache cleaner on Android, and that's something that will, at time of cache cleaning, do what's called a hot boot. Now, to do a real cache cleaning and a real hot boot requires root. So I would say you really don't need to go that far. My heavy-handed suggestion is called fast reboot, even though it doesn't reboot anything ever. It's one of those things that has a horrible, horrible name. I'll put a link to it in the chat. What this app does is it force kills everything on the phone except for system UI, which is your home screen navigation, your core features and functionality, but it causes everything else to reboot. Except for that, he can use apps like Cleaner. They should do a fine job. There's a whole bunch of them. One of the ones I used in the past here, it's called App Cache Cleaner One Tap Clean. It's basically just a button you can put on your home screen, tap it once, it clears out all the cache of all your apps.
So maybe you could make an IFFT to hit that button on your screen at 3 a.m.?
You would probably need something like Tasker and Root.
Tasker and Root.
Okay. Yeah, to automate
so that. So maybe there's a developer listening and they can make something that would do that. Or you just have to program it yourself using Tasker.
Right. Or there is another app out there that I just am not aware of. I will say the app I'm going to look into after this show to see if it does do it is the SD Made, which I know got a big upgrade here in the last month that I have not had a chance to look at. This was a tool that tried to basically quote unquote clean or freshen up your device.
Cool. Our next email comes from Joe Licata, and I'm not sure if this one was already brought either. What are your guys' thoughts on G2A Steam keys? Yeah. Is this illegal? I think we did bring this one too, right?
Yes, sir.
And did we know what GT?
I didn't know what it was, but it turns out to be a store to purchase Steam keys, and it's completely legal.
The next email is from, not sure who it's from. Anyway, it was Big Game Sale Woot. And this was from July 24th, so I'm not sure if these are still going to be on sale. There was a big sale, 90% off of a bunch of games such as DuckTales, Hitman Go, Age of Zombies, Limbo, NBA Jam, Monument Valley for 99 cents, GTA Chinatown Wars for 99 cents. And that looked like it was just on the regular Google store.
No, this was from me. This was from the Android App Addicts newsletter. I actually got pinged earlier on it, so I sent it out as a email to the club. Whole bunch of games, some of them on ridiculous sale. Like there's a Batman game for only 60 cents that I believe is normally $6.
Mm. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
John Gabinski sends another email. Love the conversation about headphones, especially the Beats and how cheap they actually are. That's where we were talking about how I think you said they had a dissection where they had actually added weights to make them feel like they were quality, even though they weren't. He suggests if you want some real headphones, I would encourage you to check out Grado's series of units. Check them out at www.gradolabs.com, GRADOLABS.com. You can get a set that is superior quality with options in all price ranges from a company that's been dealing with audio since the 1950s.
Mm.
You can also check out a 15-minute podcast about Grado at SoundCloud. patreon.com/the-distance-podcast/highfidelity. Thank you for continued work on the cast, John.
Okay, I'll just say he says all price ranges, pretty much all high price ranges.
I've never heard of Grado. Probably something really good that I've just... Oh my, yeah, you know what, after he sent this email, I went there. Yeah, they make these limited edition ones. Did you see these? There's one set that's made out of a certain piece of wood from a Brooklyn tree or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wooden headphones made from one tree from Brooklyn. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, John followed up with said he's in no shape, way, or form a audio expert. He believes they're very good headphones, and I don't doubt them. I mean, what I'm seeing here, nothing looks cheap. Everything looks a billion times nicer than Beats.
They look beautiful. Yeah. I mean, they look like they're very well made.
Right. There's just no stupid B on the outside of them. Looking at their in-ear headphones, the cheapest in-ear headphones I can find on their website are $89.
Mm.
If that gives you an idea of the type of quality we're looking at here.
Yeah. It'd be nice to, you know, if you're maybe in a high fidelity store, you can check them out.
Yeah.
Before you buy them. I guess I don't go to high fidelity stores too much. Never heard of them. Thank you, John. All right. This is an email from Tim. He says, what can we do about this? For me, this is the first real reason for me to want to root and ROM my phone. But the last time I tried, I bricked my phone. And he's talking about the, what was the name of this flaw in Android? It was called...
Stage fright?
It may be stage fright. Major flaw, he gives a link to All Tech Considered, and it's a... it says, major flaw in Android phones would let hackers in with just a text.
Yeah. Stage fright. This is extremely, ridiculously, absurdly overblown. I'll say that. In typical fashion, everything about Android and security gets ridiculously overblown. Okay. The only way this is actually legitimately dangerous is I know Eric's phone. I know Eric's revision number of his kernel. I know Eric's revision number of his operating system. I know what he's using on his phone, and I send him a perfectly crafted text message kind of thing, and then I can cause certain things to happen on his phone. To actually get control of a phone is still near ridiculously impossible. Bottom line is, this is a boo-boo kind of thing. I will say again, just like the Jeep Chrysler thing that happened a couple weeks ago, stop, everyone, step back, look at how this is happening, and then say to yourself, if this is a funnel to get from the device all the way to the car, where is the narrowest point of access? And for that car thing, it was the Sprint network. So Sprint turned off the port. Now the Jeep Chrysler thing is a non-issue. Even if you don't get your car updated, it's not an issue. These are specially crafted text, which tells me either the main carriers, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, you know, they have to basically just put a filter on their network that will not allow these specially crafted text. That's the easiest and quickest and all-encompassing solution to make this a non-issue. Otherwise, every phone manufacturer and developer have to put out an update to their device, aka we're not going to see this being put out there. Also, this does not affect all phones, is the one thing I got. I'm trying to remember. It was either only stuff earlier than 443 or only stuff after a certain revision, but nobody right now still has to worry about this because nobody has gotten any bad effect from this. So my whole thing is, we know about it. Google knows about it. Your carriers know about it. If this actually becomes an issue, the likelihood of it affecting you as an individual, there's two possibilities. And that is slim and none. Okay. Let's not overreact.
I agree. I didn't change anything.
Same here. And I won't, because it's not going to affect me. I already know that.
Aaron Bruce sends us an email. Let me copy this real quick. Throw it in the chat room. He sent us an email about a game, and I might have to add an H to that, to the beginning of that that thing in the chat room I put in there. He says he found a great little golf game by Behavior Interactive called Pro Feel Golf. So the game uses a new, more intuitive interface for playing golf, not your typical three-tap setup. The physics can feel a bit random at times, but with the range of challenges provided to earn 3 stars in each hole, example, land on the green to attempt a birdie, drive 220 yards and land in the fairway, it keeps me playing the hole until I perfect it. The game also has asynchronous multiplayer, however, I have yet to delve into that side of the game. Cheers, guys. Keep up the great work. Aaron from Ontario, Canada.
Very cool. Now, I will say I did see this email when I was at Chicago. And when I was at Chicago, I clicked the link in it, and I got a message saying this was not available in my country.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah. And now it is, though.
Now it is. And I will say, thankfully, because when I looked at it, I looked at the video, I thought, this was like, it could be pretty cool. And I know exactly what he means by the three-tap thing, and I despise the three-tap thing. The three-tap thing is you tap to start, and then it goes all the way out to the left, and the closer you get to the end is the power. Then you tap it again when you want the power, and then on the way back, it's right, left, or the center, and tap it again to where you want to hit the ball. And it's ridiculous. It's hard. It's cumbersome. It's almost ridiculously timing luck. It has nothing to do with golf. So,
and that's the way every golf game's been, I think, since the beginning of like DS golf games, handheld golf games, and pretty much the ones on the, you know, like Xbox too.
Yes, and I hate it.
Except for the Kinect and Wii games. Those are a little different.
Well, the Wii game was different, but it was still, at least when I did it, not very accurate, so it's still kind of painful, but this looks good.
Yeah, and this is mini golf somewhat too, right?
No, it's full.
I think I remember.
No, it's full.
Oh, it's probably regular golf, isn't it?
Yeah. Full-fledged golf. Looks really good. Not super ridiculously realistic golf courses, but pretty good graphics, I'll say. Pretty good. So I am happy that now I can install this. Thank you, Aaron. I am installing this, and I will have a go.
Hey, I want to mention something. The benefits of... for us having it, and for listeners joining it, the club. So we've got listeners live in the chat room right now. Even though it's not our normal night, they still found us and came out tonight. Jay Nguyen Knight says that, is suggesting to use the scheduler in SD Made for John Dubinsky's question earlier. So that might be a good suggestion. I've checked that out. I've never used SD Made, so I'm going to check that out too.
I used it when it first came out, and I purposely uninstalled a bunch of apps, and I ran it, and it didn't get rid of anything. So I was very disappointed in it, but I haven't tried it for 2 years probably.
Cool. We'll check it out. I think this is our last email for tonight. Corey McCrary says, "Hey guys, I found this really cool wallpaper generator the other day. Have a good day." And this is called Tap It. And I will put the, oops, that's the wrong one. I'll put it in the chat room. It's TAPET. Copy and paste. Maybe. For some reason, I got that wrong thing in there. Paste.
Take it easy.
Well, it is Windows. It says it's time for an upgrade, so maybe I should just upgrade this.
Sure, what could go wrong?
Yeah, what can go wrong? I don't know.
Yeah. This
they wouldn't put out an update that wasn't ready.
Exactly. Why would they? This was a app that we did bring back on like episode 367, I believe. Really nice wallpapers, I'll say. And this, to me, looked like the one you had on your phone. Is Eric picked me and Martin up for the airport. I owe Eric big time. And at one point in time, when I saw his home screen, this is the app that I thought he had running on it, because his home screen looked that good.
Yeah. What I had running was Minima, though, still. Minima Pro. This is similar. I did have this installed. And basically, I think if I remember right, you just tap on a blank area of your home screen and it changes it for you. If you wanted to.
That sounds right, yeah.
I don't know, man. Minima still got my heart. I just love the parallax. You know, when you turn a corner, your screen shifts just that much, or you move it a little bit. And I think I don't even notice it that much anymore. But I don't know. I do love the way it just, you know, you tilt it a little bit and it moves, and I don't know. I like it. Still Minima for me for now. But thank you for bringing this app. Tap it. I believe it's free. Yes. I haven't installed, so I can't tell. Self-generated, best fit for your device screen, highest quality possible, new themes and effects added, elegant, minimalistic design, and smooth transitions. Gets really great reviews. 24,800 five-star reviews on this tablet.
Oh, yeah. To me, this is the kind of thing. It doesn't require a lot of brain power, and you can get yourself some really good-looking wallpapers.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that's all of our... I don't have any voicemails. Did you have any voicemails, Dor?
No, the only voicemails that came in this week were not for this show.
Okay.
Okay. I definitely want to thank Eric. I want to thank everyone for all their emails. Thanks, everyone, for their Google Plus entries. Thanks... I can't remember who it was who gave me the information to send out on the newsletter, but awesome, awesome guys. Thank you very much. And we will see everyone on Friday. Oh, wait, before I forget. Special episode 400 Watch Face is right now only available in the Google Plus AAA Club, thanks to Mark. If you want access to that special episode 400 Watch Face, join the club and ask in that group, and we will point you in the correct direction.
Yeah, I'll just give a quick summary on that. If you want a watch face, he can put your name on it. He can customize it. He can leave it open for you to customize it even more. It's a special Android App Addicts. Got the Android App Addicts logo. And it says episode 400, and he'll put your name on there. And it's really cool, because I helped design it, because he'd come up with great ideas, and I'm like, you know what? I got a square watch. So he obliged me and made it square. And the round one's still available too. But then, I'm like, well, you know, when it times out, you know, when it's in the sleep mode, I'd like it just to be a plain kind of black and white, easy to read the time kind of thing. And so he did that, you know. Basically, he made an awesome watch face. I threw my 2 cents in, and he did everything I asked for. So it's cool. So, and I'm sure, you know, I think it's $1 and $2. $1 for your name, yes. $2 for wide open, where you can do all the crazy customizations on top of it too. So, Mark has done a great job on this thing. If you have an Android Wear device, it's definitely worth the $2 for this thing, and you're supporting our listeners, you know. It's going to be is a special. I don't know if he'll deliver it to you till after show 400, because it is the official watch face for show 400.
Exactly. Yeah,
but check that out.
And I'll say this: if you join the club, you see the watch face, and there's something you think that would look better on it, better perform on it, ping him, and I guarantee you, if it makes sense, he's going to do it, because he's Mark and he's awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. I want to thank everyone for downloading. We will see you on Friday.